Hey guys, and welcome back to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I am your host, Danielle Townsend, and I believe this is episode 23. And this episode has been a long time coming. And I have really felt called recently to talk about my history in witchcraft, New Age, tarot card reading, oracle card reading, psychic mediumship. I've shared with y'all time and time again how it affected me, but I have not just done an episode dedicated to that and how I got into that and how it impacted me and what my views are on it now and what the Lord has showed me and revealed to me about New Age and about divination and about witchcraft and all of these things. And I'm going to share it here with y'all today. And I figured I would start by telling y'all how I even got into New Age. How did I even start putting my faith in that? How did I even get involved in that as someone who was raised going to church, as someone who was raised knowing the Lord or supposedly knowing the Lord? Because y'all know that I have a background. When I grew up in the church. I went and I attended Catholic church every weekend. I had my first communion. I did my catechism classes, my CCD classes, up through, I think I stopped going regularly once I was in sixth grade, I believe, after my sixth grade year. And then I was just attending on Sundays. And when I was in high school, because I attended Catholic church with my grandmother, who I loved dearly, and when I was in high school, she passed away. It was my junior year because I was still, learning how to drive. I'd freshly gotten my license and everything like that. And she passed away. And when she passed away, I stopped going to churches frequently. And I did go and get confirmed in the church, finished getting confirmed. And after that, I stopped going to church completely. And although I believed in God, honestly, y'all, I was angry at God and I was upset and I was hurt and I didn't truly know God. I didn't truly love God. I didn't truly fear God. And I most definitely did not truly accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I wasn't trying to live a life pleasing to the Lord. I wasn't trying to pursue a relationship with Christ. I was doing what I wanted to do. I was chasing fleshly desires and doing what made me feel better. And I would say it was when I remember, since I could remember, I was always really interested in psychics and ghost shows. And I would love watching TV shows of when people would get readings from psychic mediums and all those kinds of things. And I did not have a specific set of beliefs. Because I know now if I read scripture, if I had read scripture then, like I do now, a lot of the questions that I had would have been answered. But in all honesty, I would say that was a big gap that the devil ended up using later. And I'm going to give y'all warnings and kind of red flags to look out for that I believe were open doors that allowed me to fall into the lies of New Age spirituality and believe the lies of New Age. And I would say the first problem I had was I was not biblically literate, meaning I did not actually read my Bible and know scripture. A lot of the lies I believed from the enemy, a lot of the lies I believed in New Age, a lot of the lies that I believed would have been answered if I had read scripture. I would have known not to commune with the dead. I would have known that divination was a sin. I would have known reading in scripture that it produces separation between you and the Heavenly Father. Because there were a lot of things that sounded sweet to my ears when I was learning about psychics and the dead and things like that, that if I would have just read my Bible and prayed for an understanding, it may have saved me falling into a lot of pits and believing a lot of deception, in all honesty. So I had already had a curiosity when it comes to psychic and when it comes to the dead and when it comes to ghosts and everything like that, ghost shows and everything like that. And it was in, I believe, 2022, the spring of 2022, when I started meditating. I started doing it to calm my anxiety because at that time I had really bad panic attacks. And I remember when I was meditating, I had felt like I started seeing things. And the more research I did into it, led me into the whole spirit guides and New Age spirituality and all of that. And fast forward to fall of 2022, I'm watching this new Halloween movie that came out, Halloween themed movie that was all about witches. And it was a very popular movie. And it wasn't, you know, all the movies you'd seen before were so far detached, which like witchcraft, where they were just flying on brooms and everything like that. But this movie had people using herbs that you could find nowadays and crystals and different things like that, and talking about like New Age terms that you hear. And I would see people and I was like, wait, this actually seems very doable, very legit. And there was someone that I was friends with that, as a joke and as just kind of a piqued interest, we decided to try lighting candles around Halloween. Again, we thought we were just joking around, we were just in, and tried doing a spell. And for some reason, I don't know how to explain it, but my curiosity was piqued. And I started reading into things more. And the next day, or a couple days later, I was by myself. And it was at night, and it was a night when I wasn't at work. And I had decided, okay, let me give this thing a try again. And I lit a candle. I was looking up actual spell tutorials on TikTok. I remember doing it. And when someone had said to call on Hecate, which later on would be a deity that I would have a lot of piqued interest in, and I can talk about that sometime on here too, and basically petition her to help you with the spell. And I had did a spell for more money and petitioned her, and I wasn't thinking much of it until a few minutes later I get a call from the job I work offering me to come in for that shift for like triple pay. Now, I ended up saying no because it was the middle of the night. It was like midnight. I was a night shift worker, and I did not feel like going into work at midnight. But to me, that was an, oh my gosh, this is real. Oh my gosh, this works. Oh my gosh, I did a thing for money and this happened. And I'll tell y'all that that opened up a door for me, where after that, that was all, I don't know how to explain it other than there was a fixation where that's all I wanted to read about and that's all I wanted to learn about. And for weeks on, I would start to fixate on that and start fixating on learning about deities and learning about all these different. And I quickly, that was my entrance into, and I dove into New Age spirituality. And I remember saying to a friend at the time, who had made a comment of like, I think you should get into tarot cards, because I now recognize this as a prophetic gift that the Lord has given me. But throughout my life, there would be so many circumstances where I would say I have a feeling about something, and then that thing would happen, that thing would come to pass. And around that time, there had been a lot of things like that happening that were very eerie. And I remember telling that friend, I don't think I'm ever going to get into tarot cards. I don't want to know the future. I feel like that's too much anxiety for me. I feel like, you know, that would just open up too many doors of control, and saying that at the time. And then wouldn't you know it, like a week later, I'm at a store. I was at Five Below at the time, and they sold tarot cards that were like these star themed ones. And I ended up buying a pack. And honestly, the rest is history, because I immediately got fixated into it. And at first, it was just a fun, like, kind of puzzle to me. And what's interesting, I had the other day share just a little bit of testimony about tarot card reading on TikTok, just sharing with people, hey, you know, it leads to separation, repent. And there is someone who commented, I didn't read the full comment. I ignored the comment. I honestly deleted the comment. I'm not one to usually delete a lot of comments, but when I saw it, I just understood that this person wasn't coming to have a discussion. They were just coming to sow seeds of doubt and deconstruct. And I wasn't about to have that. I used to be one of those people pleasers that let me keep everybody's opinion up. Maybe my page, if this person's on here spreading lies of the enemy, if I feel like deleting it, I'm gonna delete it. I don't care. But this girl had said, you know, tarot cards are only spiritual for people who are spiritual or people who are religious. For some people like me, they're just puzzles. And I didn't go on to read the rest, but I kind of laughed because I was like, yeah, that's what I used to tell myself too. When I very first got into it, I just thought it was really fun of, oh, you pull cards and you can make stories with them. And it's kind of interesting just seeing the stories you can make out of them. And then when I started doing card pulls and writing things down and putting them together, and some things in life started happening that played out similarly, I started putting my faith in the cards where I was like, wait, is this real? Wait, like, is this telling me? Because I'm telling y'all right now that, like, I didn't put my faith in those things or believe in those things for so long because they were clearly harmful or because I thought they were fake. I want to make this very clear right now that there is some information that people are getting from readings and from cards that are very real. But there is also a lot of information that they're getting that is very deceptive. Okay, because you have to remember that the source that you are getting all of these things from is not God. And if it's not God, it is from the enemy. And we know that the enemy, he is called in the Bible the father of lies. And he comes only to lie, to steal, to kill, to destroy, to create separation between you and Christ and to drag you down to hell with him. Okay? It's a lot easier for Satan to get you to believe lies if he sprinkles in a little bit of truth. Trust me, I have been through it again and again and again. That's what he does. He'll sprinkle a little bit of truth because if everything was clearly lies, he wouldn't put your faith or your trust in it for very long. He gives you just enough truth to get you to dive in. And that was where I started getting kicked off with with tarot. And what kind of got me in really deep was I had something happen where I wasn't able to work my job anymore. So all of a sudden I lost the normal stream of income I had. And I was like, well, what do I do? And I realized I had a following on TikTok. I could go live consistently. And I decided, well, for right now, until something else comes in, I'll sell tarot readings and I'll make that my job and I'll do that online. And I started doing that and I wasn't making all the money I needed, but I was making enough to provide the basic necessities to myself. And that was the path I ended up going down, y'all. I ended up making that my full-time thing. I ended up making that because I managed to, at this time, remember, y'all, I wasn't reading scripture. I wasn't trying to live a life pleasing to the Lord, but I felt like I had a prophetic gift. And I have shared this on here before. I've had a desire my entire life and a knowing that I am meant to help people with my life experiences. And every career path I sought, every job I sought, I was trying to help people in some way. And in my mind, I was starting to say, well, maybe this is my career path. Maybe this is my job opportunity to be able to help people and also use my spiritual gifts. And I truly believe that I was doing amazing, wonderful things. And I believe that there was nothing wrong with what I was doing because I didn't feel like I had any bad intent. When people came to me, I truly wanted to help them and was trying to find the best solutions. I was trying to be a comfort. I was trying to be a light in their life. I was trying to be goodness. But I was trying to do that without Jesus Christ, and I was trying to do that in unchristlike methods. How can I be a light if I'm not taking from the actual light source? We know in scripture that Jesus is the light that has come into the world. We know that Jesus is the only true redemption. Jesus is the only true salvation. And I was trying to offer light to people. And so I was trying to offer them healing and all of these things apart from the Heavenly Father, apart from Jesus. It doesn't matter how loving I was or anything like that. I wasn't pointing them back to the source. I wasn't pointing them back to the truth. I wasn't pointing them back at Jesus. So no matter what my intent was, I was being a tool for the enemy, whether or not I want to admit it. And every tarot card reader out there, every oracle card reader out there right now, whether or not they call themselves a Christian, are doing that same exact thing. No matter their intent, they are leading people in separation from Christ. And there is a great deception going on right now where people believe that they can be Christian and a tarot card reader. Like they can be surrendered to Christ and be creating disciples while also being a tarot card reader, while also being an oracle card reader. And scripture makes it very clear that you cannot be double-minded, that you cannot serve both masters, that you cannot be lukewarm, that you cannot have one foot in the world and one foot out the world. God says no divination, point blank, period. God says no witchcraft, no sorcery, point blank, period. He doesn't say you can do witchcraft and sorcery and divination for these reasons. No. Because I'm telling y'all right now, you're not talking to Jesus in those tarot cards. You're not talking to God in those tarot cards. You're not talking to him in those oracle cards. And that's where we're moving on to next. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Who are you communing with? And the best way I can word this answer is monitoring spirits. When Satan, when Lucifer fell from heaven, he took a third of the angels down with him. And until Jesus Christ returns again, we know this from reading scripture, and the new heaven is established, Satan, he is the lowercase g god of this world, and all of those demons, those fallen angels, are running rampant on this earth, trying to get you to separate from Christ. They are running amok, creating havoc, creating destruction, sowing seeds of doubt, of anger, of insecurity, lust, all of these things, all of the evil, in hopes that you will fall into that and not repent, in hopes that you will not see salvation. That is their mission. Satan knows he's lost out on heaven, so he's trying to take it away from us. Hell wasn't created for us. It was created to be a place for Satan and the demons to be banished to. And he's trying to drag us along with him. And who are you talking to? People believe, when I was a tarot card reader, I truly believed I was talking to spirit guides. I believed I was able to commune with the dead. I believed I was able to commune with people's ancestors. I believed I was able to talk to angels. I believed I was able to talk to demons. I believed I was able to talk to different deities and different religions. And I want to make that very clear. But we know also from reading scripture that these other deities are false gods. We know that these are also demonic influences. Okay, I want to make that very clear. So at the root of it, it doesn't matter what they call themselves, you are talking to demons. You are talking to demonic influences when you're doing this tarot card readings and those oracle card readings. So I want to make that very clear. You are not talking to the dead grandma. You're not talking to Poseidon. You're not talking to whatever the spirit guide's name is. You are talking to a demon. I want to also make it clear that the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the angels aren't sitting around and communicating with you through divination. Divination is an abomination in God's eyes. Divination is the sin. So they are not going to sit there and talk to you through that and feed into that. Now, I want to be very clear. I do believe that the Holy Spirit was still stirring within me, that God was still talking to me from time to time in my private time, in my time when I was just quietly trying to be alone, when I was in prayer, when I was in those times, I do believe that the Lord had spoken to me. I do believe that there were times where he was guiding me, but I do not believe that he was talking to me while I was pulling cards. I don't believe that he was communicating with me through that. And I don't believe that he communicates with anyone else through that, because that would go against his word. I want to be very clear that that is who you're talking to. So, of course, a lot of people have the question of, well, then how do they know this information? How do they know this information? Monitoring spirits do what the word says, which is monitor. There are demons, demonic influences that have watched you your entire life and have watched your parents, have watched their grandparents. They have been around for a very, 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 very long time. These demons aren't just killed. These demons have been around for years, generations on generations on generations. They watch you in those private moments. They watch you in those quiet moments. Yeah, they can tell you what your last relationship was like. They can describe your hometown. They can describe what you wrote down in your journal. They can describe what you cry about at night. Yeah, they can tell you that thing that you wrote down 20 minutes ago as they were watching you write it. You know, when you see people talking to mediums and you see people talking to tarot readers and oracle card readers, oftentimes they're looking for information that they can verify. You know, they're looking for, okay, this sounds right and this sounds right, and there's no way this person could know this, so it must be spiritual, which is true, which is true. There is spiritual aspect to it. But people start to confuse what the spirit is behind it, right? Because once you get the information that you're like, okay, there's no way any human could know that, that's when your brain goes to, okay, so this is definitely something spiritual. And that's when people quickly buy into, yeah, it's the dead grandma, or yeah, it's the deity, or yeah, it's the this. They're like, well, because grandma was there for that, or this person was there for that. But I'm telling y'all right now, that's not who it is, because there is another option, because there is someone prowling around looking for someone to devour, and that is the devil. And he has henchmen, which are demons, which are monitoring spirits. And that is who you're getting fed information by. And what they do is they will give you some truths like that, and then they start sprinkling in the lies and the deception. Because the devil doesn't know your future. The demons don't know your future. Do they sometimes see how things are aligning more than you can see, because they're going around monitoring, they're whispering in different ears? Sure, they can see things that, you know, are kind of being lined up. But I want to make this very clear that the devil is not all-knowing. He doesn't actually know your future. He doesn't know your mind. He doesn't know your mind like God knows your mind. Okay? So what he's doing is he's taking guesses. He's making educated guesses, and he's also trying to get you to agree to things so that way he can move in that direction. That's why people, you might hear people in the Christian community say, be careful what you come into agreement with. You know, don't be saying, well, I'm just an addict. Stop saying, well, I'm just a fornicator. Well, I'm just a this. Well, I'm just a that. Stop coming into agreement, saying it's never going to get better, it's never going to change, it's never going to anything like that, because that is giving the devil more of a stronghold in your life. And what the devil loves to do in these readings is he likes to get you to come into agreement with things. When he starts saying, oh, your spouse is going to cheat on you, oh, you're going to lose your job, you're going to be addicted to this, and you're going to crash out, and you're going to have to deal with this and do all this. The devil's trying to get you to just come into agreement and make it easier for him to have access to your life. So I'm telling y'all right now that communicating with these spirits in general, you don't want to be doing that. In tarot card, oracle card, mediumship, that is just widely opening up the door for them to come in and commune and for you to start believing and buying into it and coming into agreement with it. We already know that the devil's mission is to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So why do you even want to commune with that? Why do you even want to commune with that? And that's why I'm going back to y'all. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, if I had been biblically literate, if I had understood scripture and read scripture, if I would have prayed to the Lord for understanding, there's a very good chance I wouldn't have. I know God allowed it to happen for a reason, but there's a very good chance I wouldn't have fallen into New Age like I did, because the enemy really took advantage of my blind spots. Of my blind spots. Because I fell into those things of, oh, well, they know this information. How else would they know this information? It must be this. It must be that. Not ever stopping to think, maybe it's the devil. I honestly didn't realize that Satan was as capable as he was. Now, I don't want to give him more credit than he deserves, but I think oftentimes we also dumb him down. And we act like he's not so capable of doing things. Satan can offer things too. We see that he was trying to offer a lot of things to Jesus when he was out tempting him in the desert. We see nowadays, and I have seen it from my own personal experience, that the devil is willing to give you things in exchange for doing his work. You see multiple people in Hollywood nowadays that have celebrity status, that have maybe a lot of money or appear to have a lot of influence, but they didn't get there doing Christ-like things. And there are some that will straight up admit that they did demonic rituals, that they don't answer to Jesus. The devil can give you things too. Now the thing is if you have to sin to get it, you're going to have to continue to sin to keep it. And the devil is always upping the price. He's always upping the ante. He's not all loving. He's not all understanding. He doesn't want to see you have rest and all these things. He wants to see you suffer and be in separation and have spiritual death. The devil doesn't love you. He's not a heavenly father. He's not all loving like God is. He will turn his back on you in 0.2 seconds when you're not useful to him. And even when you are useful to him, he's still going to make you suffer because he doesn't love you. He hates all of God's creations. But in the tarot card community, like in the tarot, oracle, new age, witchcraft, there's this messy idea of like love and light where some people truly believe that they're just all good and all healing because they're not trying to create suffering for people. They just want to help. And on a surface level, sure. And I used to identify as one of those people. But again, I'm taking it back to the beginning, y'all. If you are not connected to the source of light and all goodness, what you're spreading is not light and all goodness. Because where are you leading people back to? That was what the Lord had to really lock in with me, where he's like, where are you leading people to? And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, I'm leading people back to myself. I'm leading people to New Age. I'm leading people to divination, I'm leading people to all of these different types of healing and shadow work things, but I am not leading them to Jesus. And none of those other things are going to get them eternal life with the Heavenly Father. None of those other things are going to get them forgiven for their sins. None of those other things are going to give them the rest that God promises. None of these other things are going to give them the restoration or the redemption. They're temporary band-aids that actually create bigger holes. Because they push you further and further away from Christ the more you learn to put your faith in these things outside of Christ. Y'all know there are some people who don't, when they get tarot card and oracle card readings, that don't believe that people are talking to spirits, but instead they believe that people are just tapping into their intuition. And I'll say right there, okay, you're not convincing people to put their faith in spirit guide or something like that, but instead you're giving yourself the credit and you're giving yourself the glory, and that is a sin. That is pride, that is ego, and you're still not pointing people back to the Lord, no matter how humbly you think you're doing it. Who gave you those gifts? Because every single one of us, y'all, is born with spiritual gifts. But what the devil loves to do is he loves to pervert them and use them in ways that God didn't intend for us to use them. I have seen so many people who are trying to leave the tarot reading community, trying to leave Oracle and trying to leave being psychic mediums. And they're like, but God gave me this gift. Like, how do I use it now? And I'm telling you that seek first the kingdom of heaven and God will show you how to use your gift. But you are not meant to use it in a perverted manner. Tarot card reading is a perversion of discernment, is a perversion of prophetic gifts. So is Oracle card reading. And I believe that the devil happily perverted my spiritual gifts, because I also have a gift when it comes to communicating with people and when it comes to educating and just talking to people. And although I felt like I was doing good and helping people, this was the way that the devil subtly perverted my gift, was I started educating people in how to heal themselves. I started educate through shadow work and through all this constant self-reflection. I was teaching people and educating people about ways to solve their problems outside of the Lord. And although I didn't feel like any of those things I was teaching people were unhealthy, because I was like, well, I'm teaching them to reflect, and I'm teaching them to be patient, and I'm teaching them to do these things. And it's like, yeah, but I wasn't leading them back to the main source, which was the Heavenly Father. As I've said this before, y'all, that we don't go into sins and into temptations and into things like that because it's clearly a sin, or because it's clearly demonic, or because it clearly is going to create separation. We go into it because it looks like the answer. The devil, we know this from reading scripture too. Satan masquerades as an angel of light, meaning he makes himself and his ideas and his ways look good and look light and look harmless. And it's not until we're in deep that we start to realize how harmful they are. Because I'll tell y'all what tarot card reading did for me too, is I didn't realize how many demonic agreements I was coming into until the Lord took me through deliverance sessions when I was fasting. And when I tell y'all the emotional trauma and the pain, I remember when I finally was moved back to my hometown and I started going to church. And y'all know that now I attend my non-denominational church, which I love it with all my heart. But when I came back, I originally started going back to my Catholic church that I grew up in. And I remember going to one of the priests, and it was like for a confession. Anytime I stepped in that church, I had so much anxiety and overwhelm, and I was like shaking, and I thought like I was going to pass out. And I remember just doing that confession. After I had that confession, the priest had told me, he's like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you need to prepare for some serious spiritual warfare. And I had already been facing some pretty serious spiritual warfare, but I could tell it was ramping up. And he said, because whether or not you meant to be used by the devil, you have been very useful for him. You have been doing his work. You have been very useful for him. And he's not going to let you go easy. He is going to grab onto you with everything he has. So like, stay rooted in the Lord and be prepared. And I cried that entire mass, like just silently cried. And man, I saw the warfare. The warfare was very crazy. And I had not thought about it in that way, because I knew, y'all, when I left tarot and when I left oracle card reading, because I had oracle cards too. And I was actually trying to get into channeling and things like that. Just the mental and emotional battles. It was like all of a sudden I was had random bouts of hopelessness and random bouts of depression and random like anxious thoughts and all of these things that like were coming out of nowhere. And it was just like a fight for my mind and a fight for my peace. when I threw away those tarot cards in the trash can, whoa, man, the spiritual warfare was crazy. When I stopped reading in general, it was crazy. When I started talking about it and sharing with other people that it is wrong, like, don't participate in that, it was crazy. And, you know, for the longest time, I thought, well, the devil's mad, of course, that, like, because I had always just thought, like, spiritual attack, because now I'm on the other side. Like, now, like, I'm being a foot soldier for the Lord and spreading goodness, so the devil wants to stop that. I had never thought, wow, I was very useful for the devil, and he wants me back. And of course, if he can't have me, he'd rather not have me whatsoever. And it's not because he loves me or cares about me. It was because the devil was even able to trick me. I didn't even know I was working for him, which meant that all these other people I was talking to, a lot of them, if they weren't biblically educated, if they weren't having a relationship with the Lord and listening to their discernment, would have bought into the same lies I was buying into. I was the perfect salesman. And there are so many. That person who commented on my post today, the other day, was a perfect salesman, because she seemed very kind and saying, well, this is just a puzzle for me, and like all these different kinds of things. And I'm sure that explanation that she's peddled to other people has gotten other people curious and involved and wanting to buy tarot cards and wanting to buy readings. And there were multiple readers that I knew in the community that seemed very kind and loving and like, oh, I just want to help and I want all this. They are masquerading as angels of light. And they believe it, just as I was masquerading as one and I believed it. Intent doesn't actually equal goodness. You can intend to be good, but not be doing good, if you don't actually know what goodness is. That's why I am always going to tell y'all to read your Bible, read the scriptures for yourself. Don't just be listening to sermons. Don't just be paying attention to the little devotionals that you get every day and reading those. Don't just be watching the I Love the Chosen, but don't make that your only source of biblical knowledge. Read the scriptures for yourself. Pray to the Lord for a deeper understanding. Because I'm telling y'all that the deconstruction mentally that even comes with leaving New Age and leaving tarot cards and leaving all of that is crazy. Because there were some readings that I had gotten, now it's been years ago, that like after I gave my life to Christ, I had realized I was still coming into agreement. Like there were some things I had received in tarot card readings I was still expecting to happen. And the Lord really had to work on my heart of saying, like, that wasn't me that promised. That wasn't God that promised that to me. That wasn't Jesus that promised that to me. That was demonic forces planting seeds that I came into agreement with. And I felt like, and even those things didn't feel negative or seem negative, the Lord had to check me with, why are you still expecting those things? Why are you still coming into agreement with those things? Y'all, I have found myself still at times having to break down mindsets. And when our walk with the Lord is for the rest of our lives, and there is always something that we're able to heal, there is always something that we're able to learn. The Lord has been taking me through sanctification, and we're always going through a sanctification process. We are never going to reach in the, like here on this earth, perfection. There's always something to learn, to heal, to grow. And, you know, the mindsets, the subtle mindsets, like in New Age spirituality, where you're taught like that you are the creator of your own reality, that you can manifest good things to happen, you can manifest bad things to happen. And I've talked about before that New Age spirituality is a lot of relative truths. Because I found it was hard for me to explain New Age spirituality when some of it sounds Christian, but it's not Christian, and they take from different religions. And there's someone who had never had any experience with that, but loved the Lord, that, you know, I've been friends with. And I was telling them about New Age, and they did, and how it's really deceptive and it's deceiving a lot of people. And there are a lot of people who even call themselves Christian, but believe in New Age ideas and New Age practices that aren't Christ-like, that aren't from the Lord. And she did a little bit of research. And when she got back to me, she was like, you know, I think the best way that I've found someone describe it is that they're relative truths, meaning they take a bit of truth, but then there's a twist on it, or they leave things out. Like with manifestation, they talk about what you speak or what you say is what your reality is, which can be kind of translated a bit over to the power of life and death lies in the tongue, right? But we leave out the part where we leave out God's will. We leave that out completely. That's the thing with manifestation, is it totally removes God. It totally removes ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open. It totally removes that God is the decider, and it places all of the authority and the power in your hands. So it takes that little bit of truth of there is power in the tongue, but it places an unrealistic amount of power and authority in your hands. And that's again why you need to be able to read scripture and be so biblically literate, is you will believe that if you don't know the word of God, and if you don't pray to the Lord for an understanding too, because there are people who read the Bible but do not have eyes to see or ears to hear, that don't have an open heart. Pray to the Lord for understanding in what you're reading, y'all. But I find still that I have mindset shifts at times I have to make, where something like bad will be happening, and I'll be like, what sin did I do to deserve this? What bad thought did I think? What bad thing did I say? And I was actually reminded of this today reading John chapter 9, where they say, when they're asking Jesus, why did this man sin? What sin caused him to be blind? And Jesus was like, it wasn't a sin that caused him to be blind, but it was God's will, so that, you know, this may glorify the Lord. I'm paraphrasing, but Jesus was saying this man isn't blind or suffering because of his sin, or because he's a bad person, or his parents are a bad person. He is suffering right now so that way God's glory may be shown through this man, because Jesus then went on to heal this man, where in the Bible up to that point it had never been recorded of a man being born blind being healed. So he was able to do this wild miracle because of the situation. Jesus was saying this was actually a setup to glorify the Heavenly Father. And I've had to remind myself of that time to time, where it's like, okay, yes, what I'm dealing with in that moment might be a hardship or might be a suffering, but why am I immediately attributing it to what did I do wrong? What negative thing did I say? What negative thing did I think? Why does my mind go there? And I have to remember that was because that was something that New Age subtly ingrains in you. Because what's funny is New Age appears to peddle the solution, the answer of you are the answer. You create your reality, and you do this, and you manifest this, and you can tap into this, and you can tap into that. But that also means that anytime anything's bad, you are also the answer. So it's like, this is bad because of you. This is bad because of you. This is all your fault. This is all your fault. You didn't do this right. You need to get better at this. You need to get better at that. It's a hamster wheel. Glory be to God. He saved me from that. And I think back about, like, what was the temptation that got me into tarot card reading? And I realized that, y'all, I fell for the same temptation that Eve fell for, and millions of people are falling into that same temptation. And I cannot tell you how many times I have read, you know, the story of the beginning and thought, how could Eve fall for that? How stupid. And I know there's so many people who think, oh, she's so stupid. Why would she believe that? Like, she could bite in all these other apples, or she could bite in all these other fruits, and she's tricked to eating that fruit. There's so many people who are like, I would never do it like Eve. I would never be like that. That's so stupid. Y'all, I was an Eve. And every tarot card reader, every oracle card reader, every psychic, every person who's putting their faith in horoscopes, every person who's putting their faith in birth charts, every person who is seeking knowledge outside of the Lord is falling into that same temptation. Because at the root of what the devil presented Eve with is, he said, if you bite into this fruit, your eyes will be like God. Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God. You will have the knowledge of good and evil that God does. You will be able to decide. You will be able to plan. Because Eve had said to the serpent, she was like, well, God said if I bite into this, I'll die. And he's like, God's a liar. You won't die. your eyes will be open. You'll be able to see everything like God. And what God meant was spiritual death. And that is what sin buys us. The wage of sin is death. So when I tell y'all that, like, separation between you and Christ, spiritual death is brought on by divination and by participating in the sins. I'm not saying you're going to drop dead, but what I'm saying is, if you are unrepentant, if you don't turn from this, if you're willfully living in this, you're not putting your faith in the Lord, then your wage for that sin is death. That is what the devil is trying to do. That's why he tempts you into divination. That's why he tempts you into these sins, is because he knows that the wage of it with an unrepentant heart is death. And that's all he wants at the end of the day. He wants to bring as many people to spiritual death as he can. But when I got into tarot card reading, y'all, what I ended up, like, when I first started getting into it and started thinking, oh, there's something really to this, I started seeing this as, oh my gosh, I don't have to wait anymore. Because I had been so angry for years where I felt like, if only I could, like, be a little fly on the wall and know what someone is thinking, know what someone is really thinking, knowing what someone is planning, you know, knowing how I should handle this or knowing how I should handle that. I was like, if only I had some supernatural kind of source of information to get ahead, I wouldn't be screwed over as much. I'd be able to plan for this. Maybe I would get ahead in life. Maybe I'd be able to financially do this. Because I had felt like every time I took steps, like, it seemed how to go wrong, or like there was a misstep. And that's just, I felt like if I had more information, I wouldn't have been in hurtful relationships, hurtful friendships. I would have handled things better. I felt like that was what I needed in life. And I've shared this in episodes before. The devil loves to be the cause of your trauma, to be the cause of your pain, and present himself as a solution. I've said this earlier in this episode, that when we go into sin, it's not because it looks big and bad. It's because it looks defensible, because it looks like our solution. And voila, I had a pain, trauma, hurt, past upset. I had a problem that needed a solution. And I felt the solution was information. And the devil presented tarot cards. Knock yourself out. And that was me biting into the fruit. When I started entertaining that and putting my faith in that. And that was also me turning my back on the Lord. The first steps of me turning my back on the Lord, because instead of waiting on his information, instead of praying to him, just as Eve had all these other trees to eat from in the garden, we have all these other ways that we can talk to God. We can read scripture. We're praying to him. We can meditate on his word, right? We can listen to worship music. Instead of all the different ways I could have been pursuing a relationship with the Lord, I could have tried to close doors, open doors on sin. I could have done all these other things. Instead of doing any of those Christ-like holy things, I decided to take the tarot card way. I decided to bite into that tree, into the fruit from that tree. And where that led me was sin. And that's where it's leading every single other tarot card reader and oracle card reader, whether or not they want to admit it, whether or not they see it themselves. Because that's another thing, now that I'm thinking about that, I remember from that girl's comment the other night. She said, well, that's your story. And I'm sorry to break it to you. I'm not sorry to break it to you guys. That is everybody's story who is participating in horoscopes and tarot cards and divination and witchcraft and any of it, is you are being separated from Christ. That is everybody's story. Now, it may look different. It might manifest different. You might not see it. I didn't see it until I gave my life to Christ. It wasn't until I gave my life to Christ and started pursuing Christ-like relationships and Christ-like behaviors that I realized how unchristlike I was in the past. I was still defending my actions and my thought processes when I gave up the tarot cards. I gave them up because I knew God called me not to do it, and I realized that it was a sin, but I was still defending the sin. I still had like a struggle of, how is this bad? And over time, when God started shifting my mind, when he started revealing things to me and I started getting in his word and I started just living a life more pleasing towards the Lord, I started seeing these things for myself. And honestly, all that was another reason why there are times when I will have open discussions. I could just tell in reading that comment that I was like, there wasn't anywhere to get with this person, you know, because in their mind, this isn't spiritual. In their mind, they are not sinning. In their mind, there is no separation between them and Christ. In their mind, everything I said is like non-existent, mute to them. So anything I have to say in response is not going to make a difference. Do not cast my pearls before swine in this situation. And do not leave this for it to plant more lies and doubt for other people. There are many times when I leave hateful comments up. And that was one of those times where it's like, I'm not going to leave it for anyone else to trip over, but I'm also not going to entertain it myself. Because there are so many people who believe that's not my story. Separation between me and Christ isn't my story. Separation between me and this. There are a lot of people in the New Age who believe that you can pick. That was where my mind started going. I started thinking, well, maybe heaven and hell is only for people who believe in God and Jesus. Maybe if I believe in these other deities or I believe in this other thing, then I'll go to where the people who believe in this deity go. Or if I believe in the cosmic, where aliens, I'll go back to whatever alien source. There are a lot of people in New Age spirituality who believe that we're otherworldly beings sent here to awaken the world consciousness or something like that. There's so many different sets of beliefs. And I don't care if I sound closed-minded or not in saying this. I know now through reading scripture and through the things I experience that there is only heaven and hell. And that Jesus is the way to heaven. He is the salvation. He is the blood that pays our debt to get us in. Putting our faith in him, he pays the debt that is currently blocking us out from heaven. So without him, good works, whatever, none of that alone is going to get you in. And I have an overwhelming gratitude that the Lord pulled me out of where I was at and opened my eyes so that way I could repent. Because I truly believe that if I would have died in my sin, like if I would have died when I was full-on New Age tarot card reading, I don't believe I would have been in eternity with the Heavenly Father. I believe I would have been in hell. Yeah, you know, there are so many people who right now believe that they are God's gift to earth while they're doing tarot cards and believe that they're not hurting anybody, that if they're not like trying to like physically cause all these harm to these people, that they're not hurting anybody. Can I tell y'all how much paranoia tarot cards create and oracle card readings and all of that create? I felt the need to drop that on here. It creates, that is what sends you into a spiritual psychosis. Like, we want to talk spiritual psychosis. It's that. When I look back at my time in tarot card and oracle card reading, although I was being kind to people, I was the most cynical and skeptical and untrusting that I had ever been in my life. I would want to check the cards on everything. Or if I would get a reading, readings were constantly coming across all my social media pages. I was constantly entertaining. Where they're saying, yeah, there's someone plotting against you. There's someone working evil. You know, there's going to be someone asking you this question. Don't answer. Don't do this. Don't do that. Where it's like a fear mongering. And it's like planting. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And like, I realized that that was the most fearful and anxious and looking over my shoulder and constantly skeptical of other people I ever was in my life. Tarot card reading, oracle card reading is a breeding ground, especially when you are taking everything as truth, when it's not, for anxiety and paranoia and doubt and deception and all of these things. And I shared in the video I talked about the other day on TikTok that it took a while to repair my life. And you know, people saying, well, that's your story. No, every person who has given their life to Christ, who came from New Age, has to do some kind of repairing. Because New Age rewires your brain just like a cult. Occultism rewires your brain. And you have to go through and deconstruct thought processes and things that you once believed to be as truth. And when you're putting your faith in divination and horoscopes and anything like that, there are people who only date partners based on what their sign is. I used to be one of those people. There are people who will read their horoscope and decide whether or not they go to that party, whether or not they go out to that event, whether or not they apply to that job. They'll take their zodiac sign traits and decide that these are the career paths for them. These are the type of marriages they should, or friendships they should get into, or the type of connections they should get into. There are people who are getting psychic readings, who are accepting psychic readings coming across their page, who are accepting tarot card readings and oracle card readings and things like that, and are literally making life decisions, small, big. They're making mindset shifts, perspective shifts based off of these things that one day are going to have to be unpacked. Like, there were certain ways that I handled fallouts. There are certain ways that I handled situations. There are certain opportunities I turned down and certain opportunities I accepted just based off of what the cards said or what the horoscope said or anything like that. But later on, there were some of those decisions that the Lord, in following him and seeking first the kingdom of heaven, he led me to have to go back and repair some of the damage from those and the ways I handled them. And that required a humble heart and acknowledging that I handled it incorrectly. And that I was listening to the wrong voice. And that's what I mean when I said, like, there was so much repairing I had to do. There really were relationships that were negatively impacted. There were people that I was looking at in a bad light that I should have never been looking at in the cynical, negative light that I was looking at them in. But I was, because the readings created a paranoia for me, while also creating self-righteousness. There are a lot of people in New Age dealing with the self-righteousness, the light, laugh, love, that think they're God's gift to earth. And I'm, you know, I could go on and on about how each person in New Age, each person in witchcraft, each person, all those things, is in it for a different reason. And I have met some people who just think that they are the most helpful people in the world. And I have met some people who are doing it to cause pain, hurt, suffering, damage, and have no moral code. I'm not saying that everybody in it is in it for some kindness. There are some people who are very, very famous on TikTok that were part of the community. I would see their videos and things on a daily basis that were very open and the harmful and hurtful things that they did. They actually had a big client base of people wanting them to do vengeful acts and vengeful services and monitor and do all of these things. And they gladly do it for money. There's one that shared their testimony of how they were traumatized and hurt as a child. And now this is their form of empowerment, and they use it to take it out on other people. There are some people who are in it to cause harm and to cause damage. There are some people who do not care about the morals. Okay? So I'm not saying that it's all one group there. I've met some people who are very opposite side of the spectrum. I've met some people who don't actually believe in what they're doing, but are taking advantage of other people who do. There are all different kinds of people in there. Just like there are all different kinds of hurt people in church, there are hurt people in New Age spirituality. There are a lot of people who turn to New Age spirituality, who turn to witchcraft, who turn to tarot card reading, who turn to oracle card reading, because they see it as a source of empowerment and they see it as a source of healing. Now, some people go with it in a way of trying to help others and all that, and other people use it as a way to try to only help themselves, and some people use it as a way to try to destroy others. When you give power to people, everyone's going to go in a different direction of it. Now, I want to be very clear that whatever power you believe you're wielding or holding in New Age spirituality and witchcraft and any of that is a false power. It's a false sense of security. But people are going to go in all different directions with it. And I'll be the first to admit that when I thought I wielded that kind of power, I did things selfishly. I tried to do selfish things. I tried to do things for myself. And I thank God so many times that he didn't let me go in deeper than I was. That there were some things that, like, when I was, like, that my gut was just telling me, don't participate in this. Don't follow down this road. Don't go in these footsteps. Don't do these things. And glory be to God, I listened to the discernment, that I listened to those times when I felt like God was leading me and guiding me. And as I've said in the beginning of this video, like, I wish I never went into tarot. I wish I never went into New Age. But at the same time, I don't think I would understand the other side. I don't think I would understand the devil like I do now. I don't think I would understand wickedness. I don't think I would understand deception. I don't think I would understand lies. I don't think I would understand the enemy like I do now if I hadn't experienced that. Reading and experiencing are very different. Hearing and experiencing are very different. And there is another level of empathizing I can do with the people who are not empathizing with the sin itself, but empathizing with the person that's participating in it. Because I understand firsthand what can cause you to put your faith in these things. I can empathize with, there are so many people who are just looking for a voice and are looking for control, like a sense of control in their life, and looking for all these things. And I know that the answer is Jesus Christ. And actually submitting and surrendering your control to Him gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. But if I hadn't experienced and gone through that, I wouldn't be able to empathize with people like I do now. I wouldn't be able to understand the other side. New Age spirituality and all of that gave me an understanding on spiritual warfare that I don't know if I would be able to have that perception or that perspective. Because I try to be very thoughtful with, you know, what I talk about I was going through during that time. Because sometimes, y'all, I am still unraveling. There were so many deceptive voices at that time. As I said, that there's so much lies and deceit being planted when you're listening to oracle card readings and tarot card readings and mediums and everything. That there was some serious warfare I was dealing with throughout that time period and attacks of the enemy. And there's some that I know is like, this was legit. And then there are other things where I'm like, was that legit or was that a lie from the enemy? And I'll be the first to admit that there are some things that like will come to mind and God is still unraveling or picking some of those things apart where it was like, you know, this was a deception situation. This was a false belief and this was something legit. This was something real. Because as I said, New Age had me constantly paranoid. But I have also experienced, you know, one thing in the New Age community is they all attack each other, man. Like, I tried to be very thoughtful of, like, not being too social in it and not having, like, too many close friends in that. But you would see very clearly, it was called witch talk, would be overall that whole side. And you would constantly see like practitioners and spiritualists talking about cursing each other and like exposing each other and doing all these things. Someone was constantly attacking someone else and trying to prove themselves by how much they could hurt someone else or make someone else suffer or make someone else feel bad. It seems like that was always the way that you could prove yourself in that community. It wasn't ever about fruits of the spirit of kindness, love, patience, like self-control, all these things, but instead it was, how quickly can you tear them down? How powerful are you? How can you execute your power over these other people? And I never gravitated towards that. I never wanted to be part of any of that. So I always really kept my distance. Glory be to God. Like, bad, you know, bad company corrupts good morals. And although I didn't have the most amazing morals, obviously, there were those things where I had felt a gossip conviction. I had felt a conviction about like doing evil to do evil. So I knew to at least stay away from people who were proudly and openly doing that. But there were people who did not like my seeming to just be happy and positive all the time in that community, that I do know went out of their way to make me suffer. And I was dealing with spiritual warfare on that part, you know, because some people are being very willing vessels for the devil. And that's the most I'll really say about that. Where I experienced some truly demonic things from some people who did not care to side with wickedness and side openly with the devil. I don't know if I would have even believed that that was what I was experiencing or recognized that that was part of what I was experiencing if I had not gone through New Age and gone through all of that. And I think it's very important to remind y'all today to separate the spirit behind the person. This is a spiritual battle, not a battle of flesh and blood. So when I look at being attacked these people are simply vessels. Satan is the main culprit. The devil is the main man. You know, this battle is not flesh and blood. When I give a battle to the Lord, I'm letting the Lord fight the devil for me. So I just want to remind y'all of that today. And that was something that the Lord heavily took me through, was stop looking at the readers and the practitioners and all these people as the enemy, and start looking at the Spirit operating through them. And pray for these people. That was a tip that my priest at that time had given me, because I remember like a week later I came to him crying and just saying, the warfare is so bad, and like I know that there are people spiritually attacking me. And I, at risk of sounding crazy, because to a lot of people I sound crazy, I'm like, what do I do? Like, I know that there are a lot of people who are willingly being vessels for the enemy and trying to send stuff my way. Like, what do I do? And the priest told me, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. And the Lord, after that, took me on a really serious lesson of just really ingraining in me that you do not fight evil with evil. And the way that you conquer the devil isn't matching him with more evil. It's actually matching him with love and grace and mercy. And the way that I did that was I was constantly praying for these people's salvation. In New Age spirituality and witchcraft and all that, you learn to do return to senders. Send them back the same negative thing that they're sending you. Send them back the same wickedness or evilness. And God showed me, no. No, you pray for them. When you find out that they're wishing your downfall, they're wishing your death, they're wishing your destruction, pray that they see salvation. Pray that they see healing. Pray that they stop doing this and give their lives to the Lord. Pray that they are blessed and know Jesus Christ. Pray for them. Forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Because the devil wants you to be in unforgiveness. The devil wants you to be hateful. If the devil can get you to be unforgiving and resentful, he can get you to slowly start wishing death on other people. He can get you to slowly start trying to take vengeance into your own hands. You give him a foothold and he will eventually turn that into a stronghold. Unforgiveness is an open door. And the Lord really revealed to me, when they are doing that, pray and forgive them and bless them. If you don't know them by name, pray for anyone who wishes wickedness upon you. Pray for them. Pray that God works in their lives. Now notice, I'm not saying that God instructed me to open doors for them and allow them into my life. He didn't say, be besties with them. Give them all your information, fill them in on your day-to-day life, invite them out to dinner all the time, do all these things. No, I was very heavily instructed to keep my distance, but to pray for them and to forgive them. Because see, there's still, if someone is still a willing vessel at that time, you're not needing to give them close personal access. But you do need to be loving. You know, the Lord guided me, don't try to go out of your way and expose what's going on. Don't try to prove your point. Don't try to do any of that. Let me handle it and pray for these people. And sometimes when God tells you to do that, the turnaround is within days. But sometimes it's months. Sometimes it's years. Sometimes it's a long time coming. And that's why you have to put your faith in the Lord. And that's another thing, y'all. When I'm telling you, I don't know if I would have experienced this amount of warfare if I hadn't opened up that door. Because I was going to face warfare point blank period, especially if I was giving my life to the Lord and trying to live a life pleasing to the Lord. But when you start every day communing with people who are doing New Age, witchcraft, divination, all of these things, summoning, trying to summon spirits and doing all this stuff, that's a whole other level of doors that you're opening up that shouldn't have been open. And as I said, y'all, glory be to God. He broke me free of all these things. And I want to make my stance on it very clear. I do not condone tarot card reading. I do not condone angel numbers. I do not condone horoscopes, psychic mediums, oracle, any kind of divination, pendulums, Ouija boards, trying to meditate and communicate with spirit guides in that way. And I'm doing spirit guides in air quotes because those are demons. I do not condone any of this, and all of these things are going to lead to separation between you and Christ, and they are all sins. I am saying, though, I understand the pain that got you there. And there is an answer and there is a way out, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you today to read your Bible, to read scripture, and to pray for an understanding, and to allow the Lord to humble your heart and to soften your heart. It takes humility to back down from that. Do y'all realize that at the point when I gave my life to Christ, that was all my, like, I had tarot reading things everywhere. I had link trees. I had different social media pages. I had all of these different things. I had thousands of videos up. I had literal lesson, like, where you could purchase lesson plan. Like, and I had to delete every single one of those, delete emails, delete payment app, like everything. There are some people who would see that as too embarrassing, too shameful, because that's admitting that you're wrong. And it took me days to clear out everything once I decided to do it. It takes humility to turn around and go in the other direction. And that wasn't humility that I just found myself. God softened my heart. And I only fully started deconstructing in that way after real periods of just praying to the Lord and seeking him with my whole heart and understanding that, like, my life wasn't the answer. And I've shared this with y'all many times over. I had God turned me over to my reprobate mind, my reprobate decisions. Meaning, and we can get in, this would be a whole episode on its own. Meaning, God gave me chance after chance after chance for years to turn to him and away from tarot cards and oracle cards and New Age spirituality. And God has a plan for my life. And that plan was not going to be able to commence without, like, while I was still in that. And glory be to God, I've learned over the past couple months how covered in prayer I actually was, that there were people that were praying for me. And I know that my grandma prayed for me so fervently before she died, that I truly believe that the prayers she prayed for me, even though she was long dead, God was still holding true to those prayers. And so glory be to God, I had people praying for me. Glory be to God, I had Jesus was really after my heart. God was really after my heart. And he gave me years to see the truth and to turn around. And because I didn't, he allowed the things that brought me comfort, New Age, tarot, I've talked about substances, all these different things that I idolized and put above him. He allowed these things to kind of flip on me, where they no longer brought me comfort. They brought me destruction. They brought me pain. They brought me suffering. They brought me sadness, to where I looked around and said, I am so unhappy with my life, and I have tried it my way for 25 years and gotten to this point. I need another way. And when Jesus presented himself to me as the way, the truth, the life, I said, okay, let's try your way. You know, there's a really popular sound on TikTok from Philip Anthony Mitchell, who's a pastor in Atlanta, where he says, if someone is unrepentant, pray them into the hands of the devil. We love you so much that we'd rather you see the consequence for your sin than to spend eternity separated from the Heavenly Father. And there's so many people who are like, I don't see where scripture says you pray them into the hands of the devil. And there'd be people who give them scripture that says, like, pray that they see, I'm just summarizing it, that they see the consequences for their sin, that they may turn to the Lord. We see the entire book of Jeremiah are people being turned over to the consequences of their sin. Their enemy being allowed to conquer over them. Who is our enemy? The devil. And he operates through people. In the book of Jeremiah, their enemy was the Babylonians, being allowed to overtake them, conquer them, so that way they may humble themselves and see that God's way is better than their way and turn to him. So it is very biblical. There's a whole story in the book of Jeremiah. And then we see the books after the rebuilding. And that is what the Lord did in my life. He allowed me to be turned over. When I finally saw and humbled myself, I accepted him as the way. I submitted myself before them, and then he started rebuilding me slowly. That's why, yeah, when I pray for people, I pray You know, Lord, get to them however you need to get to them. And we need to start praying that way more. If you love someone and you want to see them repent, you want to see them healed, you want to see them give their lives to Christ, start praying that they see the consequences. Start praying that God gets to them in whatever way possible. If someone has an issue with being hateful and seeing everything negatively, and just they're full of hate and unforgiveness, start praying that they have a forgiving heart and that God does that in whatever way need be and surrender them to the Lord. Oftentimes when he brings revelation and ideas and clarity to us, it isn't through some walk in the park. We have to go through trials and tribulations. We go through periods of suffering to have revelation, to have clarity, to see that Jesus' way is better than our way. So when you give someone to the Lord, quit running in and rescuing them every 5 seconds. Someone needs to hear that too. I know I needed to hear that. I would pray that God reveals something to someone and does a work in their life, and he would allow a situation to be set up where they would have to rely on him and turn to him. And I would feel tempted to come in and try to save the day and try to help them because I didn't want to see them suffer. I didn't want to see them in pain. And God would have to, like, it felt like a sticking hand out and say, are you going to let me do my job or not? You might not want to see them suffer for a season, but this suffering for this season is going to pull them closer to me, closer to the Heavenly Father. Don't come in and intervene in the suffering and put their entire salvation at risk. Now, God will make a way no matter what I do. If God intends for this person to have salvation, they will have salvation. I'm just saying God really had to drill that in me of stop getting in his way. When you pray for these people and turn them over, quit jumping in at the last minute. Quit bragging about it. But bragging about, well, I prayed for this, I prayed for that. And that's a whole other topic we can have. But I wanted to share with y'all today, and I know we're kind of branching out in different other areas. I've shared with y'all how I got into New Age and the lies I believed. And again, how not being biblically accurate, not having clear understandings, clear boundaries. Someone needs to hear that today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing me back to this, because I talked about how I did not have clearly established and rooted views, so they were easily shifted and swayed. You know, since I wasn't biblically literate, meaning I wasn't reading my Bible, and then I also wasn't really trying to understand at all what I was reading, the devil could easily twist things and bring up questions where I'm like, oh, the devil seems to have, not knowing it was the devil, but New Age spirituality, these different things seem to have the answers that I felt like Christianity didn't give me, or the Bible didn't give me, or couldn't explain well enough. So biblical literacy was a really big thing. But this is one that the Lord has really been establishing in me the past year, is having set boundaries. What are you going to say yes to, and what are you going to say no to, and stand on that? Because that was my real problem, was I would have a boundary and say, I don't like this, I'm not comfortable with this, I don't want to do this, but I wouldn't be rooted, and that boundary would somehow be able to be moved back. Especially, I noticed when I was in tarot card reading, I would say, I don't want to do readings for this person, and I don't want to do it on this thing, I don't want to do it on this topic, and then there would come a time where, like, I didn't have a lot of money, and I was, like, really hoping that someone would request a reading soon, so that way I could have some money, and then a request would come in, and it would be something that would be from a person I really didn't want to read for. It would be from a question that I normally really wouldn't want to get into or wouldn't want to do. But the temptation to have that money would be so strong that, okay, fine, I'll compromise and I'll read on that. Fine, I'll compromise and do this. I did not have, and that was just an example of in New Age, that was riddled all throughout my life, a lack of boundaries and a lack of, like, being able to stand in my boundaries, because I had such a people-pleasing tendency. And also, I was lacking in areas. And when I was lacking in those areas, when opportunity would come up that would require me to overstep my boundaries or moral things I established for myself, I would overstep them. And I've noticed since I've given my life to Christ, and he's really instilled things in me, boundaries, and I put my faith in him, that, you know, when incidents like that have come up now, where temptation to say yes and it appears to have a solution, I say no anyway, because I know what God's word says and I know what he has called me to do. And lo and behold, God ends up coming through. So that was another thing, was just a lack of like actual boundaries and lack of having like a root in those boundaries and lack of like a serious conviction. And I think that can even stem to lack of fear of the Lord. I didn't have a true fear of the Lord. Because if I really feared the Lord, I would obey his word. Right? I was kind of playing on God's grace and his mercy for a very, very long time. So yeah, I know that this is going to be helpful for somebody to hear today of just, this is how I personally fell into New Age. These were the temptations. These were the things that brought me in. These are just some of the things that I learned and I experienced. And I am here to tell you today that it is spiritual. Whether or not you are spiritual, whether or not you are religious, whether or not you believe in God, whether or not you think that the pendulum you're playing with, the cards you're laying out, the board you're messing with, the psychics you're going to, the birth charts you're looking at, the horoscopes you're reading, whether or not you believe that those are spiritual or that those are real or that you're opening up doors for the devil, you are. Newsflash, your ignorance doesn't equal protection. I have to say that. You not believing in it or acting like it doesn't exist doesn't make it not exist. But it does make it easier for you to be attacked. It does make it easier for you to be used. It does make it easier for you to get to, because you're also now not taking the active steps for protection, which is being covered in the blood of Jesus and fleeing sin. Your decision to believe in hell or not, to believe in the devil or not, to believe in God or not, to believe it's spiritual or not, does not determine whether or not the devil uses it to get to you anyway. Whether or not you believe in the truth does not negate the truth. And I want to pray for those of you listening today that if there are people here who are listening and that you do not believe, I pray that the Lord reveals the truth to you. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast episode today. I pray that they receive conviction and I pray that they encounter you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that they do see the spiritual impact. I pray that they do see the impact, not just New Age, not just divination, not just witchcraft, whatever sin you are trying to uncover and trying to reveal in their life right now, whatever open doors to the devil that they have in their life right now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you reveal those things to them, Lord Jesus. I pray that you shed a light and that that light cannot be ignored. I pray that the scabs fall off their eyes. I pray that they have eyes to see and they have ears to hear. And I pray that they have a true understanding of what you are revealing to them. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that they feel the conviction, that they listen to the conviction. I pray that they do not feel condemnation, but instead that they turn to you and they see you as the way, the truth, the life, and that they experience redemption and salvation, that they flee the temptation, that they flee the sin, that they repent, that they close the open doors in Jesus' name. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they cannot deny what you are revealing to them. I pray that they see the truth, that they acknowledge it, and that they see the call to action. The call to action is to turn to you and to repent, Heavenly Father. And I pray that they have humble hearts. I pray that their hearts are softened. I pray that they have healing, and I pray that they have a restoration of their faith in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person listening to this episode. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your family. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over your spirit, over your soul. In Jesus' name, I step into the authority that Jesus Christ has given me. And I rebuke these demonic forces that are attacking your mind and are attacking the way that you live your life. And I pray that you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and that you put on the armor of God in Jesus' name. And I thank you guys for listening to this podcast today and for supporting the podcast. And I do ask that you share this podcast. Share it with someone that you know needs to hear it. Share it with someone that Jesus is putting on your heart to share it with them. Share it on your social media. Tell people about it. Tell people what you've learned. I ask that you share it and get it out there. There is an option here on my podcast to sow a seed if you choose to. But what I'm asking you to do is share this with just one person that you believe is needing to hear it. And I thank you. And I do hope that you hit the subscribe button and that you come back and you listen to the other episodes. And I thank you so much just for your support. My name is Danielle Townsend. I'm the host of this episode, Salt Not Sweetener. Have a blessed day.